KPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Lundeen, there's a spin move left elbow, takes it to the hoop and scores. Knows how to use the glass, and that's 20 and 12 in the game. 20 points, 12 rebounds for Laura Lundeen.
Tonight, a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Extel as the Wildcats battle the Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Lob it into Bartling. He's underneath the hoop, takes a dribble back, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. A three-point play opportunity here for Jake Bartling. He's got 23.
It's the middle part of the season as both teams are healing up from some early season injuries. Our girls' game features a pair of teams with identical records. While both boys' squads are in the hunt for the conference title, it's the Buffaloes and Wildcats coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Axtell right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, from Axtell. It's time for Fort Kearney Conference Basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, as we get ready for Elm Creek at Axtell. Has pretty good and competitive junior varsity games, so we'll see if that carries over into the varsity competition, and we really expect that it will. You've got two 6-5 girls teams that have been battling through this season. Axtell is trying to get healthy, as you heard there in the open. They've been banged up a little bit, still missing Hannah Crane, but they'll get Catherine Sorensen back tonight. She'll be coming off the bench in her first game back. For Elm Creek, they've been trying to find their mojo. Both teams have really kind of been up and down. We could see a real roller coaster game tonight with big leads and then big leads evaporate. That's kind of the way things have been for these two teams coming in at 6-5. And then our boys game tonight should be outstanding. Axtell may be playing a little bit better than a lot of people would have thought, to setting it 8-3 record-wise, and they've really been playing well here as of late. And for Elm Creek, they've been playing well all year long. They're ranked fourth in D1 with a record of 10-1, and their only loss is to the defending C2 state champions from Southern Valley, who's still in the top five in C2. And the Elm Creek boys have some pretty good wins on their resume already as well, but we'll talk more about that when we get closer to the boys' game. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Plenty of basketball on the airwaves tonight on Platte River Preps and on ESPN 1460 AM. Kearney Catholic is at home as they take on St. Paul. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Minden is at Hastings St. Cecilia, and they're underway there as well. We'll take a break and be back with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, including our starting lineups after this from Axtell.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. I'll tell you what, we're going to have two good basketball games, but you should come just to hear the pep band who has wrapped things up here in the pregame, but I'm sure we'll be back in between games here. What a great job the Axtell pep band has done here tonight, and anytime you hear something that quality, if you weren't in Axtell, you'd have no idea this is a Class D band. Outstanding job by the Axtell Pep Band. We will take a look at the starting lineups here in just a moment, but remind you, we've still got plenty of basketball, not only tonight, but throughout the weekend. Tomorrow, we'll be down Highway 30 in Gibbon as the Buffaloes take on Donovan Trumbull. Then on Saturday in the afternoon, a 2:30 doubleheader start time as Kearney Catholic will host Hastings St. Cecilia here on Classic Hits. And Saturday at 5:15, Kearney High will host Grand Island in a doubleheader on ESPN 1460. And, of course, the NFL playoffs championship games coming your way on Sunday. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank, better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Lady Buffaloes of Elm Creek, number 5 is a 5'4" sophomore, Hannah Robbins. Number 11, 5'9" senior, Shelby Brown. Number 23, 5'5" freshman, Mackenzie Deo. Number 33, 5'5" senior, Casey Sutherland. And number 35, 5'6" senior, Corin Jodock. The head coach of the Lady Buffaloes is Mike Ford, assisted by the legend Rob McCarter. Elm Creek is 6-5 on the season. For the Axtell Lady Cats, number 10 is a 5'5" junior, Kit Wells. Number 13 is a 5'5" senior, Laura Lundeen. Number 14 is a 5'5" senior, Gabby Nickel. Number 21, 5'6" senior, Carly Prososki. And number 34, a 5'10" freshman in Sophie Malaba. The head coach of the Axtell Lady Cats is Kelly Cooksley, assisted by Callie Arnold. Axtell is also 6-5 on the season. Now that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Taking a look at how those 6-5 records came down for Axtell, they started with 2 wins against Pleasanton and Bertrand, then 3 straight losses to Silver Lake, Overton, and Amherst took them into the holiday tournament. They beat Meridian and then lost to the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats, who are state rated in C2. They bounced back with wins over Harvard and Kennesaw, let one slip by here at home last time with SEM, and then went on the road and beat Alma. For Elm Creek, they've won 3 of their last 4. Broken Bow beat Loomis twice and then lost to undefeated Wilcox Hildreth by 3 last time out. We're about ready for basketball, and we'll be back with the tip after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we are ready for basketball here as the Axtell Lady Wildcats will be in the home white with purple trim, the traveling dark blue and gold trim for Elm Creek. The Buffaloes will move from left to right and right to left for Axtell. The ball is in the air, and the tap will be controlled by Elm Creek, and we are underway Chris Morachik crew officiating tonight's basketball game, and it looks like Axtell is going to come out in a chasing 2-3 zone. Working it around the perimeter here. Jonak with it in the right-hand corner. Skip it over to the left wing. First shot of the game is a 14-footer that comes up short by Deo, but she's able to get her own rebound, and her bounce pass down to the baseline for a second opportunity goes through the hands of her teammate and out of bounds. So second chance opportunity, but it also results in a turnover, and now it'll be Axtell with their first possession of the ball game. Laura Lundeen leads the way, over 17 points per ball game. She leads them in just about every category, and she is a pistol. She can get up and down the floor. Saw her earlier this year in one of her 20-plus performance games. Right now, Elm Creek also setting in a zone, keeping an eye on her, working it around to that 2-3. Chasing it up top is Hannah Robbins. First shot of the game is going to be a three-pointer from the corner that is no good. And Deo will get the rebound again for Elm Creek. So Axtell not able to connect either, and Elm Creek breaks the pressure. They'll kick it into the left-hand corner. Setting up for the three will be Jonak. Her shot is no good. Rebound brought down by Lundeen, and here she goes. Off to the races. Weaves her way through. Puts it off glass. Won't go. Ball grabbed by the Wildcats. They'll throw it back up there with Prasoski. No good. How about Dale with her third rebound? Quick outlet into the front court to Hannah Robbins, but nobody else there, so Elm Creek will slow it down. 2-3 zone chasing that basketball around the perimeter. Two outside shots by each team to start the game. Trying to dump it inside, but open is going to be Hannah Robbins. Her 16-footer no good. Tipping the rebound to herself and scoring is Shelby Brown. Brown with the offensive putback, and Elm Creek has our first basket of the game. 2-0. Lundeen brings it into the front court. To the high post they go with Carly Prasoski. Rotated around here. Looking inside, trying to post up, is the freshman Sophie Melema. They go high post. Prasoski brought that ball down around her hip, and that was punched away. Turnover Axtell there, first of the game. But they get back defensively. Three-pointer Elm Creek will skip out again for Jonak. Rebound, kicked back out front. Jonak fires another one. It's no good. The rebound comes down to Gabby Nickel, and up the floor comes Axtell. So a lot of running back and forth. Let's see if we can get some points to go with it. Ball fake, Lundeen drives, has her shot blocked by Deo, the freshman standing tall so far. Picked up, though, by the Wildcats, so the jumper from 12, Melema, won't go, and the rebound brought down here by Elm Creek. Casey Sutherland, double team, throws over the top of that to Jonak, swings it to the weak side, gets it down low, turnaround jumper is blocked. Shelby Brown has it swatted out of bounds by the freshman, Sophie Melema. So we might have a couple of freshmen have something to say about the game here early on. And our first sub will belong to Elm Creek. Sage Martin, 5'7", sophomore, checks in. Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop after the block shot went out of bounds. Here's a 19-footer off the inbounds. It's up, and it is good for Hannah Robbins. Just had her toe on the far corner, and it is 4-0 in favor of the Buffaloes. Elm Creek on defense, trying to keep things going and get off to a good start here. But as we said, I expect a lot of back and forth. And with travel is called here on Axtell. Ball got away there from Melema. And then defensively, Sutherland came up and wouldn't let her get back to possession of the basketball, and a travel called. Second turnover for Axtell. We're 3 minutes in. It's 4-0 Elm Creek here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, Keene, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And a travel on Shelby Brown. She started to take it into the paint, then changed her mind, kept that dribble when she wheeled it back out front, took the extra step. So each team with a couple of early turnovers. Laura Lundeen brings the ball into the front court. And the Kearney Catholic Stars, how about this score? The Lady Stars 31-2 over St. Paul, who's 8-5. And that's after one quarter on ESPN 1460 tonight. And in the inside, Axtell turns it over again, trying to punch that ball down to the post. It'll be their third turnover, and they've been shut out through the first 3.5 minutes. But Axtell's a team, they can definitely get things going. They can score about 12 in a row or make a big run, and the ball's going to go out of bounds here. It'll be touched by Axtell, the official says, and Elm Creek will throw it in here in the corner. And it'll be Sutherland to do so. They've got a play set up in a corner for the freshman, Deo. She'll kick it back out top. Here's a 16-footer on the way and in for Sutherland, and Elm Creek has jumped out to a 6-0 lead. And again, Axtell just not hitting shots. They've turned it over three times. And Lundeen will bring it into the front court. Guarded up top there by Robbins. Pass swatted away, but picked up by Prusoski. Kicks it over on the right wing. Looking at the three is Nickel, but decides against it. Back up to Lundeen. Off the ball screen. She'll give it to Prusoski, who had her shot blocked. But they call a foul there. And it's going to go on Mackenzie Deo. Must have got her with the body on that one. And that'll give Axtell a chance to get on the scoreboard here with two free throws. And the first one is on the way, and it is too strong, no good. Back into the ball game for Elm Creek, Shelby Brown, and checking in for Axtell will be Reagan Miller. Second free throw coming up now for Prusoski. And it's on the way, and it rattles in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Shelby Brown, and the board's being controlled by Elm Creek as well. A little pressure in the backcourt. Forces a travel on the Buffaloes. So it comes back over to Axtell, but they have been shut out here through the first half of the first quarter. Elm Creek 6 and Axtell nothing here on Classic Hits. And the inbounds pass comes to Lundeen. Shadowing her now is going to be Hannah Robbins driving in. Shot no good. And a rebound brought down by Robbins. Hannah pushes the ball up the floor on the right side, lobs it down to the baseline to Brown. Brown attacks the hoop, got underneath the hoop, kicked it back out. Swing it outside for a three-pointer that's no good by Jonak. And the rebound comes down to Elm Creek again. Sutherland has it, and they'll kick it out top and reset it. Sutherland into the corner to Deo. Deo, skip pass over the zone. Here's Jonak driving the right baseline, hit the bottom of the board the way up. It ends up in the hands of Deo, and another chance here. That's good defense by Axtell. It's just that when it hits the backboard, you never know where it's going to go. Top of the key, the two-pointer is up, and it is in by Casey Sutherland. Elm Creek's made two 19-foot 8-inchers, so an inch away from threes, but they have jumped out to an 8-0 lead, and Axtell has called the game's first timeout. 2:58 to go here in the first quarter of play, and Elm Creek has jumped out to an 8-0 lead in this battle of 6-5 teams, and this timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Kearney will be right back.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Axtell will take a three-pointer out of the timeout. No good, but Prusoski gets the offensive rebound, and as they kick it back out top, a walk will be called. So fourth turnover here for Axtell. 8-0. Elm Creek has jumped out on top here, and they're doing it by getting second and third chances, missing shots, getting offensive boards, pressure in the backcourt, ball tipped back there by Reagan Miller, and they will get the ball across the timeline. Elm Creek bounce pass underneath Jonox there on the low block, but defended well by Prusoski, has to kick it out. Now she takes a three-pointer. No good. 0 of 4 on the offensive rebound. Kenzie Deo, fourth rebound and her first bucket. And it is 10-0 Elm Creek. But again, said it in the pregame. Didn't know who'd get out to any kind of a lead as the ball stolen away. But I don't expect either team, even with a double-digit lead, to run away and hide in this one. Skip pass over to Robbins. Gets rid of it immediately on the baseline to Deo. Cut off there by Lundeen. Out for a three-pointer by Sutherland, and she buries it. 7 in the first quarter for KC Sutherland. And it's 13-0. Didn't really see this kind of a start coming for either team. Axtell just needs to break the ice here in the first quarter. Into the game is Ashley Schnell out of the timeout. The freshman comes off the right elbow. Dribbles with the left hand and goes back against the grain to Miller, and she double dribbled. She was going to catch and fire and drop the basketball and ended up double dribbling. So mass substitutions now with a minute 32 to go in the first quarter. It is 13-0 Elm Creek. And into the ball game here, Shelby Ferguson. Brown's out there along with Sutherland. Also on the floor is Jonak and Deo, and they break the press. Looking for more, but that defense staying aggressive. That's almost been to the detriment of Axtell on some of these rebound attempts. As they've been in the face, there's a good throw over the top of the zone, but traveling on a mishandle, it went through the hands of Shelby Ferguson, and that'll be the fifth turnover on each team. On the floor for the Wildcats, Przoski throws it in for Laura Lundeen. On a baseline, Sophie Melema also in there, Gabby Nickel, and also Kit Wells. So Coach Cooksley has the original starting five in there for the final 90 seconds. Lundeen for three, and it's no good. Off the heel, offensive rebound, though. Przoski kicks it out for another three, and this time it's good. They'll say Kit Wells had her toe on the line. So we've had three shots that have almost been threes, and a timeout called here by Elm Creek. Coach Mike Ford didn't need the timeout, but they dribbled it right across the timeline in front of the scorer's table and stopped. That is one of the worst places on the floor to stop, so a timeout will be called here with under 40 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it is 13-2 in favor of Elm Creek. So they will probably use this timeout to set up a final shot here in the first quarter of play. Then when you're facing pressure, you want to keep that ball in the middle of the floor and never stop in the corner where you've got two defenders and you can't go backwards because it's over and back, or to the side because then you're out of bounds. 43 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter, 13-2 Elm Creek. And each team with an early timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. Buffaloes will inbound it at midcourt. Sutherland has it. And they're going to man her up. Even though it's a zone, they're still manning the ball. Throw it back over the top to Ferguson. Right back out to Sutherland, who has the game's only three. Top of the key. Ferguson takes the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. Back up and in by Deo. And that's one of the things that will be driving Coach Cooksley crazy. Got to box out. Too many second and third chance opportunities, as driving in Gabby Nickel in the paint. Throws the jumper up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Sutherland. And into the front court with it is going to be Casey. 6 seconds to go. In the paint, wide open. Short jumper is rattled in and out off the glass, and out of bounds it goes. Off the miss, Shelby Brown. 1 second remaining here for Axtell to throw it in. And that will take us to the end of the first quarter of play. It is Elm Creek 15 and Axtell 2. And we are through one quarter of play here on Classic Hits 98.9 and Platte River Preps. We'll be back with second quarter action after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to High School Hoops. Doug Duda with you here. Our producer-engineer Grant Sparks in the second quarter will begin with Axtell in control of the basketball, but they've got some work to do after being nearly shut out in the first quarter. They trail 15-2, and a three-pointer to start things off. Good rotation, but it is short for Gabby Nickel, and she'll follow her shot, run down her own rebound, and kick it to the free throw line to Przoski. Her jumper won't go. Ball loose and grabbed out there by Corin Jonah. Into the front court they go with a long pass to Deo. Back out Jonak. She likes to shoot the three, but 0 for 4. The team is 1 for 5. 0 for 4 on the other side for Axtell. Three-pointer on the way by Hannah Robbins. No good. Long rebound comes out. It went off of an Axtell player, so they tried to save it. Threw it into the backcourt. It's grabbed there by Hannah Robbins. And Elm Creek different, but it still is a second-chance opportunity. Throwing over the pressure. They get it to the baseline. Deo gives it to Jonak, who dribbles out into the corner for a three-pointer. It's no good. Still fighting for the basketball. Elm Creek has it again with Sutherland in the corner for a 19-footer. No good by Deo. And finally, Lundeen gets the rebound. Coast to coast, puts it up. Too strong. And the rebound brought down by Elm Creek. Nothing falling right now for the Lady Cats in the first 10 minutes of this game. Jodonk in the left-hand corner. Rotates it back out, dumps it inside, contact, ball deflected off Axtell, and out of bounds, trying to get it into Shelby Brown. Original five starters, it looks like, out there for both of the ball clubs here to start the second quarter of play. And Elm Creek on their own baseline, kick it out. Jodonk still firing the threes, but nothing going so far. And the ball punched out of bounds by Shelby Brown. One of eight now from the outside for Elm Creek, and they're still up 15-2. And again, when you get two or three chances every time down the floor, that's the one thing that Axtell, even if they're not scoring, they cannot allow Elm Creek extra opportunities. The shots will fall eventually. Season Melvin out, checks in for Axtell. Lundeen, top of the circle, gives it off to Kit Wells. Rotated into the right-hand corner. There's Gabby Nickel playing catch with Lundeen. Laura throws through the double team. Now Nickel casts up the three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound comes out to Elm Creek. With the board that time is going to be Sage Martin, who's into the game. Also Hannah Robbins in the corner. Elm Creek really moving the ball well. Another three. That one by Sutherland. It's no good. And finally, a defensive rebound. Carly Prasoski had to fight just to rip that one away to Lundeen. Elm Creek has to hustle back on defense. Axtell has numbers. Nickel tries to take the shot. The foul will be called on Casey Sutherland. That's the second foul of the game. Both of them have been called on Elm Creek. And at the line will be Gabby Nickel to shoot two free throws, try to get Axtell something going here. And the free throw is good. 15-3 Elm Creek. At halftime, Kearney Catholic is all over St. Paul by a score of 46-9. Make it 49-9. Second free throw also good. And a good one. Minden is being tested tonight. Minden 24, Hastings St. Cecilia 23. That's on the breeze, 94.5 FM. 15-4 right now. Elm Creek with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Breaking the press, but then they get into the front court. The ball will be deflected away. Lundeen picks it up, trying to dribble all the way down the floor. Finally grabs it, kicks it into the corner for the three-pointer that comes up short. Offensive rebound, Prasoski, and she just couldn't keep her balance and is called for the travel. So nothing going the way of the Wildcats right now. And this is a team that can score some points. I mean, they don't score 70, but, I mean, they get into the 40s and 50s quite often as Robbins brings it into the front court, banks it back out to Casey Sutherland. Tries to drop it inside. Too many Buffaloes in one little area, and the steal is going to be made. Sydney Martin tries to poke it back, but can't get it. And Axtell will get it down to Prasoski. Kicks it out into the corner. Handling the basketball is Reagan Miller. Miller to Lundeen, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Sydney Martin. So Elm Creek has used quite a few players. Coach Mike Ford trying to rotate them in, give everybody a little bit of a breather when they need one. 4:49 to go here in the first half. And here in the second quarter, Elm Creek has yet to score. And 2 points for Axtell. So streaky, streaky, streaky. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have score updates from our other venues. First half stats of this game. Preview of the boys' game. Might even have a couple comments from Coach Tanner Cavity. We had him on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning on ESPN to talk about the game and the team's 10-1 start. Here's Season Melba in the left-hand corner. Gets it to Lundeen. Ball fake comes into the paint. Six-foot jumper hit the front of the rim on the way up. The rebound brought down by Sydney Martin. And here comes Elm Creek trying to avoid that pressure. Into the front court. The ball tipped, but out of bounds. Prasoski couldn't quite stay in with that one. Coach Cooksley says good hustle, though, to his gals. And now Elm Creek will bring in Deo, and the Wildcats will bring in Kit Wells. So you've got Wells, Ashley Snell, along with Prasoski, Reagan Miller, and Season Melima. Here's another three-pointer. Elm Creek on the inbounds. It's up and in. Deo She's got 7, and that's the first points of the second quarter for Elm Creek. 4 minutes to go in the half, 18-4, and Axtell turns it over, 2-on-1 the other way. Robbins takes it in, missed the shot. Good defense by Prasoski, and Carly there for the rebound, and over the back foul will be called. That's the 6th board for Prasoski. That's the silver lining right now for Axtell. 18-4, Elm Creek. And back into the ball game for the Buffaloes will be Sydney Martin. Up the floor with it is Kit Wells. Wells across the timeline. Lundeen, their leading scorer, getting a break right now. And here's the 4th foul of this half called on Elm Creek, trying to put some pressure on. It's Sydney Martin getting called for the foul. And Axtell will take it out on the side. To the right elbow they go to Snell. Snell starts to drive, has her pocket picked, and then it's picked right back by Snell. She'll push it up the floor, has numbers, takes it to the hole, lays it up, no good. Might have been some contact, rebound, Prasoski, and she'll be fouled. Carly Prasoski getting the offensive board there. A rare offensive rebound for Axtell here in the first half. The foul called on Shelby Brown. That's her first. And Prasoski now to shoot 2. And the first free throw for Carly, who missed a couple in the first quarter, is short. No good. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Axtell, as we are in the first game of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. Second free throw coming up for Prasoski, and it's on the way, and it sets on the rim, will not go. Shelby Brown, her 5th rebound. She'll bring it up the floor, needs some help, finds Robbins. Robbins gets it across the timeline. Her pass back into the center of the floor, knocked away. The ball is loose. And Elm Creek, like a hot potato, finally grabs the basketball. And across the timeline comes Elm Creek. And a 3 in transition is up. And it is good for Jonak. And that'll be her first bucket of the basketball game. And Elm Creek's only scoring here in the second quarter a pair of 3s. But now they are up 21-4. A 3 at the other end. And they'll answer with a 17-footer again. Axtell's doing a good job at the far end from where we're sitting and just getting a toe on the line, but Gabby Nickel gets the 2nd bucket of the ball game here for Axtell. 21-6, 2:45 to go. Deo breaks the press, attacks the hoop, lays it up and in. Mackenzie Deo showing something here. The 5'5 freshman has 9 points, 23-6, and showing some good moves. One thing Elm Creek is doing, they do attack that press. Left-hand corner, now a 3 for the Cats, is on the way by Kit Wells. No good. Long rebound to the top of the circle by Hannah Robbins, but she decides to slow it down. Tadeo, who's open, 16-footer, good. Elm Creek now starting to drain everything, hitting on their last 3 trips down the floor, and Axtell will have to call timeout. 2:15 to go here in the first half of play, and it is all Elm Creek right now. The Buffaloes 25 and Axtell 6 on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Update on the Breeze, 94.5 at the half in girls basketball. It is Minden 34 and Hastings St. Cecilia 28. Good game going there. St. Cecilia playing the 2nd of 4 straight rated teams. Minden has not been pushed really all year long. And as we come back to action here, the shot is on the way and no good by Nickel. And grabbing the rebound will be Elm Creek. Coming out of there with it is going to be Jonak. And Jonak will push the ball up the floor. Underneath, they lose Brown. Brown comes in to the first foul of the game on Axtell. will be called on Sophie Melaba. And if there is a good foul, that was it, because Brown was about ready to lay in an uncontested layup. She came in there and hammered her. That's the first foul of the game on Axtell as a team at the 144 mark. Not a lot of reaching and poking. They're just getting up and down the floor. And the first of two free throws for Shelby Brown is no good. Again, don't forget, coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with all the first half stats, boys preview, and more here on Classic Hits. Second free throw, that one bounces in, and Brown has her third point of the game, 26-6. Elm Creek, can Axtell find a way to get that ball through the cylinder? Don't want to get any farther behind here as Lundeen, nice bounce pass underneath. Melaba takes the shot and is fouled underneath. Elm Creek has Anna Oreta in the game, and I believe that's where the foul is going to go. And two free throws coming up for Sophie Melaba. These will be her first shots of the game, and it's on the way and good. So Melaba hits the first one. Second one coming up here for the 5'10 freshman. Both teams with a couple of freshmen that are seeing action. Second free throw skips out of the board to Shelby Brown. She now has six here in the first half for Elm Creek. 26-7, a minute 30 to go in the first half of play. Elm Creek gets it down in the left-hand corner. Jonak dribbles it out of there all the way to the top of the circle. She'll give it to Oreta. Gets it into the hands of Deo. Deo tries to lob it backside and open with a good pass, but the shot missed by Jonak. The rebound brought down by Snell. Ashley pushes it up with a left-hand dribble on the wing. She'll give it to Lundeen, the trailer, and then her bounce pass trying to get it right back to her. Stolen away by Deo. Deo to the other end, and the layup bounces in and out. No good. And another rebound here for Ashley Snell. And at the other end, another quick shot for Axtell and another one that will not go in. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. As Oreta brings it into the front court to Brown, dumps it into the right-hand corner. Deo tries to throw through and threw it right to Lundeen. Lundeen says thank you to the other end. She'll be fouled as she goes in for the shot by Sage Martin. And Laura Lundeen, who averages 17 points per basketball game, is looking for her first point of tonight's game. And there's only 36 seconds to go in the half. First free throw coming up for Lundeen, who also averages 8 boards a game. And the free throw is good. Checking back in, Prasoski for the Cats. And Robbins for the Buffaloes. Second free throw now for Laura Lundeen. And it's on the way and good. So Lundeen will hit them both. 26-9 with 36 seconds to go here in the half. And the inbounds pass comes to Deo. Finds Brown. Brown working against Melaba. Midcourt they go, and just getting it across the timeline. Robbins has it. Trying to use some clock here, but coming out and manning up here on this possession of the Wildcats. 20 seconds to go. And a timeout going to be called by Elm Creek. Close to that 5-second call, so they went ahead and burned the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. It's 26-9. Elm Creek. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Elm Creek will toss it into the backcourt here and then try to throw over the top to break the press, and it's going to be picked off by Kit Wells. Wells with 10 seconds, takes it right down the middle of the lane, attacks the rim, the layup, bounce, bounce, and won't go. Fight for the rebound. Nickel got it underneath to Prasoski. Her shot won't go, and that is the end of the first half of play, and it ends just kind of like the entire first half went for Axtell. Ball won't go through the cylinder for the Cats right now, and we are at the half with the score, Elm Creek 26 and Axtell 9. But again, I said it in the pregame, and I think this game is far from over. It's just one of those things where you can't believe some of the things that are not going in for Axtell, and they just can't stay that way all night. Elm Creek is playing well. We will have to say that. They're making some nice shots. They're hitting some jump shots from the outside, but they're moving very well, and the press has not affected them all that much. All the stats coming up, plus score updates and more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we return on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to Axtell. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you tonight's basketball contest, to Athletic Director Brad Nelson and the fine folks here at Axtell. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And at halftime here, it is Elm Creek winning this battle of 6-5 teams by a score of 26-9 over Axtell. Other radio games tonight on the Breeze 94.5. They are at the half. Great girls game underway there. C1 top-ranked and all-class 8th-ranked Minden leading C2 second-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia 34-28. It's all Kearney Catholic tonight on ESPN 1460. The undefeated Lady Stars just underway in the third quarter. A 49-9 lead over St. Paul. They were up 31-2 at the end of the first quarter of play. That Stars pressure getting the job done tonight. And again, that girls and boys doubleheader is on ESPN. The Minden St. Cecilia is on the Breeze 94.5. Tomorrow night here on Classic Hits, we will be at Gibbon for a Luplat Conference doubleheader. The Buffaloes taking on Donovan Trumbull. Saturday afternoon, St. Cecilia will be at Kearney Catholic. Our doubleheader starts at 2:30 here on Classic Hits. And Grand Island will be at Kearney High on ESPN 1460 Saturday. And that will get underway at 5:15. When we come back, we'll take a look at our first half numbers after this timeout.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats of our girls basketball game, starting with the Lady Cats of Axtell. Kit Wells has 2 points. Laura Lundeen has been held to just 2 free throws here in the first half, 2 rebounds. Gabby Nickel, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Carly Prasoski has not scored, but she has pulled down 7 rebounds. And Ashley Snell has 2 rebounds. Sophie Melaba, 1 point and 1 block shot. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting for Axtell, 0 of 2 in the first quarter and 5 of 8 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 0 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter and 4 in the second. Foul situation, only one was called on the entire Axtell team, so they're just fine. So you can tell the numbers aren't horrible, for a team that's only scored 9 points in the first half. 2 in the first, 7 in the second, 9 points, 14 rebounds. 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 7 from three-point land. They could definitely use a little bit better bounce in the second half. And then a one-block shot, 9 turnovers for Axtell. For Elm Creek, Hannah Robbins, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Shelby Brown, 3 points, a team-high 7 rebounds. Sydney Martin and Sage Martin each have a rebound. Mackenzie Teo has a game-high 11 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Casey Sutherland, 7 points. They were all in the first quarter, 4 rebounds. And Corin Jonak has hit a three-point bucket, has 2 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half and 11 in the second half. They dominated the board, especially offensive boards, but Axtell started to do a little bit better job as the half progressed. They've only been to the line once, where they are 1 of 2, 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first quarter and 2 of 6 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 5 in each quarter. Nobody with more than one foul for the Buffaloes, who had 15 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, and at the half, 26 points, 23 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 11 from 3-point land, 1 block, 10 turnovers. And in this battle of 6 and 5 girls team at the half, it is Elm Creek 26 and Axtell 9. As we get at the end of the third quarter, the Kearney Catholic girls, I don't know if they went into a stall game or what, but it went from 49-9 to 50-9. Only 1 point scored. Let's see if that's exactly the score or if that was a typo, but that's on ESPN Radio. And St. Cecilia has caught up, and they now lead Minden to the third, 38-36. We're back with more after this timeout.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Also tonight, the UNK men's and women's basketball teams are in action at Northeastern State of Oklahoma. We'll give you an update on that here in just a moment. But remind you, you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. At the half, in our girls' game, a battle of 6 and 5 squads. It's Elm Creek 26 and Axtell 9. They're playing tennis again tonight at the Australian Open. Serena Williams is up 6-3, 2-love over Hachikova, the 31st seed in her match tonight. And we'll give you some basketball scores from the Lopers and start the second half after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes. First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
To start the second half, it will be Elm Creek ball. The three-pointer rattles in and out. No good. And another offensive rebound. Casey Sutherland puts it back up and in and will draw the foul. And so the first possession of the third quarter, exactly like the rest of the game. And Coach Kelly Cooksley is going to waste no time calling a timeout. His team has not even had the ball yet, and they did not box out on the first shot of the second half, and I'm sure that was the point of emphasis at halftime. This timeout brought to you by Joe Metheny, Shelter Insurance Kearney, and your score is 28-9 after the made bucket and a chance at a three-point play. The foul was on Laura Lundeen, her first. The UNK women's basketball team trying to grab one on the road. Northeastern State has just scored. It's the Lopers 59, Northeastern State 58 with a minute and a half to go in that women's basketball game. The Husker women are back in action tonight at home, 8 o'clock against Minnesota. And the free throw as we come back out of the timeout is up and in for Casey Sutherland. And now she has 10, and the lead is back to 20. 29-9, first possession here for the Wildcats, and a little too much body there by Hannah Robbins as she really tried to stay up tight on Laura Lundeen, and that'll be the first foul on Robbins. And the ball stays in Axtell's hands. They'll take it out at midcourt, get it to Lundeen. Elm Creek has switched to a man-to-man to start the second half here to Kit Wells. That might help Lundeen. More screens, get her open. She's good off the dribble. See if that's exactly what Axtell does. And here she is on the drive down the lane. Ball got partially blocked on the way up, hit the front of the rim. Rebound, Hannah Robbins. And here comes Elm Creek up 29-9, trying to put it away here in the third quarter. The drive by Robbins, the shot is no good. Carly Prusoski has her eighth rebound. She'll get around the double team, push it down the middle of the floor, kick it off into the corner for a three-pointer. Nickel, no good. 0-8 from the outside. But a long rebound is run down by Lundeen, and they'll reset it here. Lundeen gives it to Nickel again. Back to Laura. Switch it over to Kit Wells. High post, good ball movement here by the Wildcats. Elm Creek looks like they've slapped it back, though, in maybe that matchup zone. High post, Prusoski kicks it over to Nickel. Nickel tries to drive the baseline, runs out of real estate. Back to Carly. Good move in the paint. Puts the jumper up off the square and in. So Prusoski gets to the score column, and Axtell, with 6.5 to go in the third quarter, now has hit double digits, 29-11. At the other end, Brown gets tied up with Sophie Melaba, and Melaba will be called for her second personal foul. At the line, Shelby Brown, 1 of 2, has 3 points. So 3 fouls have been called in the entire game on Axtell, and all of them have been on the shot. First two free throws by Brown on the way, and it is good. 4 points now for Shelby, 30-11. And Melama is going to check out Sophie, and in her place. Looks like they'll bring Reagan Miller in. And a second free throw. Brown is good. So Shelby hits them both, 31-11. Elm Creek, 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Axtell trying to get it to Prusoski. The ball got away. Turnover for Axtell. And up the floor with it comes Elm Creek, trying to throw it through that zone again. The ball knocked away, trying to get it to Deo. It's still loose. Oh, there's a foul they got away with. Elm Creek committed a foul that made Axtell lose the basketball. And I just think the official got caught in transition. He was headed the other way and just didn't see it. The ball stolen away. Driving in is Jonak. Her shot is no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Axtell into the front court. They'll try to throw it up top to Lundeen. Laura, top of the circle, guarded by Robbins, drives in, dumps it down low, short jumper up and in by Gabby Nickel, and that's what Axtell's going to be looking for. Lundeen's good enough to drive, then if they suck up on her to help, she finds the open player. And I kind of think that if Elm Creek stays a little more in a man on her, boxing one, it's going to hurt them. And driving in, Shelby Brown gets the bucket right back. That's been kind of the problem, though. The few buckets that Axtell has made, Elm Creek always seems to answer on their very next possession. Lundeen into the corner, trying to drive. The ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Casey Sutherland. And checking in for Axtell, we've got Season Melama and Ashley Snell. Elm Creek is going to counter with Shelby Ferguson. And more subs. Here comes Sage Martin into the basketball game. Final score, Kearney Catholic 61, St. Paul 13. Of course, they got that running clock in the whole second half, so didn't take long for that to motor in. Here's a three-pointer by Lundeen to the corner. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Sage Martin. Into the front court they come. Sutherland gets rid of it to Brown, back to Casey on the left side of the key. Dribbles into that zone, kicks it out for a three. Jonak loves it. If she's open, she fires, and this one's no good. Rebound brought down by Lundeen. Laura coast to coast. Left-handed layup won't go. It's that kind of night. They do get a break as Elm Creek kicks the rebound out of bounds. And Axtell will get it underneath their own hoop. Minden and St. Cecilia girls on the breeze, 94.5. Minden up two late in the third quarter. And right now, the Wildcats have the basketball. Trying to get it going offensively here. Prasoski up to Lundeen. Ball fake, got the defender in the air. Throws it to the right-hand corner and gets it right back out to Laura. Into the corner to Miller. Zoning it up again, the Buffaloes. Inside Prasoski, camping in the lane. Kicks it out for the three. It's too strong. Ball is loose. It's deflected into Prasoski's hands. She tries to drive in and falls to the floor and travels. Carly's not a jump shooter. If she's not right underneath the hoop, she's not really going to shoot the basketball. Her only bucket came on about a six-footer in the paint. And Axtell turns it over for the 12th time of the game. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Elm Creek, 33-13, into the paint. Turnaround jumper, spins out, no good. Offensive rebound, back up and in by Shelby Brown. Six of the quarter, nine of the game, 9 points, eight rebounds for Brown, 35-13. I don't keep how many second chance points Elm Creek has had, but I'd say it's more than 50% our second chancers. Lundeen, shot puts that three up there. It's no good. Shelby Brown, another rebound. And now Axtell starting to show some frustration out there as the jumper at the other end is on the way. No good by Ferguson. Fight for the loose ball. Players at the floor grabbing the loose ball. Reagan Miller. Miller tries to go to the other end, and she'll be fouled as she gets up the floor. And the foul is going to be called on Shelby Ferguson. That is the second of the half, the first on Ferguson. The Cats bring Kit Wells back in and Gabby Nickel. Lundeen's going to get a breather. Here's Kenzie Deo in for Elm Creek. Cats on their baseline. Try to throw it in low to Prasoski. Double-teamed into the corner for the 18-footer. It's no good by Kit Wells. Ball is deflected out to Prasoski, so she gets a cheap rebound there. Over to Wells on the weak side, which is at the right side, and Axtell will reset their offense. Up with the jumper. Prasoski, there you go. She took one from about 16 feet away, and she gets her second bucket. I wondered why she hadn't been shooting more. She's had some looks, but has passed those up. But at the other end, on the fast break, a foul will be called on Axtell, well away from the basket. This one's going to go against Gabby Nickel, her first and the team's third. 35-15, Elm Creek, 2:54 to go here in the third quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elm Creek, Odessa, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Dale on the low block, right side, turns, tries to kick it out, but stepping in to make the steal is Gabby Nickel. The first turnover of the half by Elm Creek. Get it up to Wells, takes it in and scores. Second bucket for Kit Wells. And that's what Axtell lives on, is transition buckets. They just haven't got many of them tonight, obviously. And at midcourt, stopping with the ball is Sutherland. Now she decides to put it on the floor to the high post. Nice pass down to Jonak. She attacks baseline, no good. Deo, taller than everybody else, grabbed the offensive rebound and off balance, threw it up and in, and she's got a game-high 13 points, 37-17. So again, Axtell scores. Elm Creek, that very next possession, gets it off the screen. Here's a three. It's up and in by Gabby Nickel. The first made three-pointer in 12 attempts for Axtell. And Nickel now has 9 points to lead the way. 37-20, 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Robbins, right wing. Down to the baseline, Deo, wraparound pass is tipped out of bounds. She was trying to get it backside to Jonak. And now the chess game continues. Everybody's subbing in. 1:51 to go, third quarter, 37-20. Elm Creek, in this battle of 6-5 teams, was up 15-2 at the end of the first quarter of play and build it to 20, and we've played there for a long time. Inbounds pass, not a good one that time. It's going to be stolen away. Lundeen gets it up ahead, driving in well. She's fouled on the shot and will have to earn it from the line. The foul will be on the freshman Mackenzie Deo. That'll be her second, and Kit Wells will make her first trip to the line. 4 points in the game for Kit. Boys game will follow right around 8 o'clock, maybe a couple minutes after. here on Classic Hits. 10-1 Elm Creek, 8-3 Axtell in our Fort Kearney Conference boys matchup, as Wells buries the first free throw. Prasoski, after a short breather, back on the floor here for the Wildcats, and Coach Cooksley has his starting five on there with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. And the free throw by Wells, up and in. So Kit hit them both. She's got 6, 37-22. The lead down to 15 as Jonah gets it into the corner to Deo, pressuring that ball. She takes a dribble and then throws it back behind her to Sutherland. Sutherland picks her dribble up in the corner. She's in a little bit of trouble, has to throw it back out of the wing to Brown. Shelby tries to drive right into a mass of humanity, but everybody from Axtell was moving, so they'll get the foul call on Prasoski. That'll be the first on Carly. Fourth team foul. They'll say it was not on the shot, so Elm Creek will take it out underneath their own hoop. Sutherland to throw it in, looking in the paint, finally coming out to take it is Brown. Double team, tried to go backside to Deo. Mister stole away by Lundeen to the other end. The layup sits on the rim and in. It almost was too strong. And Lundeen with her first bucket of the game. And the lead is down to 13. And Elm Creek turns it over against the press. Coach Mike Ford wants to get to the fourth quarter. He may think about a timeout here, but Elm Creek has turned it over on three of their last four possessions. You've got a 7-0 run by Axtell. And I told you at the beginning of the game, I didn't think any kind of a lead for either team would be safe. It just happened to be Elm Creek that grabbed it. They're both very streaky. And can the Wildcats get it to 10 or less by the end of the quarter? Lundeen drives underneath. The shot is going to be blocked out of bounds by Mackenzie Deo. Kit Wells stands at maybe 5-5. And the ball blocked out of bounds to Axtell, so they'll get another chance here. Wells will fire it out to Lundeen. Wide open three is up and off the iron. No good for Axtell, but another offensive rebound. Prasoski now has a dozen. She'll get it out here on the wing to Nickel. They'll reset. Plenty of time, 40 seconds to go here in the quarter to Prasoski. Prasoski dribbles it up on the wing. Bounce pass Lundeen down the middle. Drives in, off the glass, and in. Back-to-back buckets by Laura Lundeen. A 9-0 run by Axtell. 37-26 with 30 seconds to go. Elm Creek needs to stop the bleeding here. They try to force it inside, and Prasoski deflects the pass away from Shelby Brown. Back in defensively, Sovi Melama for the Wildcats. 37-26. Elm Creek's lead is almost been cut in half here. But an inbounds play. Robbins looks back door. Ball deflected away. Lundeen saw it coming, and it goes out of bounds off Elm Creek. Lundeen forces the turnover. So Elm Creek is able to get it in, but they can't hang on to it. And five turnovers here in the last couple of minutes has really hurt them offensively. And the Wildcats get it to Lundeen with 15 seconds to go. A chance to get it to single digits. Prasoski top of the circle with 10. She's dribbling over to Nickel. Right side looking for the screen. Can't get the three away. Gives it to Season Melama. Melama knocked away. 2 seconds, 1 second. And Lundeen, a desperation three, is off the mark. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. But Axtell uses a 9-0 run to get back within shouting distance. And your score, Elm Creek 37, Axtell 26. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Axtell will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. leading Elm Creek, or trailing Elm Creek, 37-26 as we start this fourth quarter. And Lundeen, a three from the corner, is up and in. 9 points for Laura Lundeen. It's 37-29, a 12-0 run by Axtell. And Elm Creek's got to find a way to get some points here. Stop the bleeding, stop this run. And good pressure being put on here by the Axtell Lady Wildcats. Working it around the perimeter. They get it into the corner to Jonak, who hasn't got a shot off in a while. Now they kick it out for an 18-footer that rattles around and will not go for Deo. And the shots that were seemingly falling all over the place in the first half are not going here the last 4 minutes. And a timeout going to be called by Coach Mike Ford for Elm Creek. 7:11 to go. They'll have three timeouts remaining, two timeouts remaining for Axtell. 7:11 to go in the game. It is 37-29. Axtell trailing, but trying to make a comeback of huge proportions. We'll be right back.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here out of the timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We have 7:11 to go in the ball game. It is Elm Creek 37 and Axtell 29, but Elm Creek is on a near 4-minute drought here. They got 11 points to start the third quarter and haven't scored since. Off the inbound, they force it into Brown underneath the hoop. She turns around, shot is blocked by Melema. It falls right into the hands of the Buffaloes. And on the putback by Hannah Robbins, she's going to be fouled. So give credit to the 5'4 sophomore. No, it wasn't Robbins. It was Sutherland that will be at the line with that rebound, which would make a little more sense. And the free throw is on the way. No good. Elm Creek was 4 of 5 at the line. Axtell 7 of 12 coming into the fourth quarter. Second free throw now for Sutherland, who has 10 points. On the way, a little more on that one, it's good. So that breaks the 12-0 run by Axtell. 38-29 Elm Creek. Prasoski working it around the perimeter, down the low block to Melema, tries to force it up and just really shoves it right into the hand there of Corin Jonak. She just did what you're supposed to do. Don't move your hands. Keep your hands high in the air. And the ball shot right into it for the block. Axtell will have it off the inbounds. To Lundeen, covered on the three to Prasoski. Open over here, but the pass to Nickel was a little floater, so they're able to crash on her against the zone. Lundeen off the pick, drives into the paint, gets hammered. Two free throws coming. Jonak and Brown collapsed on her. And two free throws coming up for Lundeen. They'll call the foul on Jonak. That'll be her first and fourth team foul, I do believe, here on Elm Creek. Lundeen, 2 for 2 at the line, 9 points after being held to 2 free throws in the first half. And this one is up and in. 38-30. 6:42 to go. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. Lundeen hits them both, and this is as close as Axtell has been since midway through the first quarter. 38-31, Buffaloes trying to hang on, and they slip in the backcourt and a travel. And that's just one of those you can't explain. Sutherland went to grab it. Her sneaker just slid. And just like when it takes a bad bounce out of nowhere. And Axtell will get the break. They had so few early on, and now the ball seems to be bouncing their way. Elm Creek tries to get the steal. Sutherland just about had a pick to the other end. But it went out of bounds at the Axtell bench, and the Cats will throw it in. This was a 26-9 game at halftime. Elm Creek has held on, and they still have a comfortable 7-point lead. They need to remember that here. And Sutherland all over Gabby Nickel, 25 feet away. Then the pass stolen away out front by Deo, races to the other end, and her shot is blocked by Kit Wells. Out of bounds. All 5-5 with stilts. Kit Wells gets up there and swats that one away. to save the layup. And it'll be underneath the Elm Creek hoop. Sutherland looks to throw it in. They guard the paint very well, kick it out to Robbins, try to force it inside. Melliman knocks it away, but they can't grab it. And Elm Creek will keep possession. Axtell is back in action on Saturday when they travel to Lawrence Nelson. Their next home game, in fact, four of the next five are on the road. The only home game they've got before the conference tournament is next week with Wilcox Hildreth. And that is on the 24th. Here's a good pass underneath to Deo. Deo will spin and score. 15 points for Deo, and Elm Creek back up 40-31 for Elm Creek after tonight. They have another game on Saturday with Kennesaw at home, and they'll have their next four games at home. Driving in, Prusoski puts up the short jumper from seven, hits the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Shelby Brown, unofficially her 10th board. And Elm Creek up the floor, long pass to Dale on the right baseline, throws it back out top to Sutherland. Wells hand on her, kicks it out. Jonak, long three is open and in. And the first three of the second half for Corin Jonak, and now the lead is back up to 12. Axtell just had too big of a hole to dig out of, and they did a good job getting it from 20 all the way down to 7, but now it's back out to 12. Trying to change that, the jumper on the way by Nickel, and it is no good. Another rebound for Shelby Brown. 5 minutes to go in our game, 43-31 Elm Creek. The Buffaloes looking to go to 7-5, and a timeout will be called here by Elm Creek. 4:58 to go, and they have just one timeout left, it looks like, for Elm Creek. And 4:58 left in our ball game. Elm Creek has the lead on the road at Axtell, 43-31. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Out of the Elm Creek timeout, Buffalo basketball leading it 43-31. Into the game for Elm Creek is Shelby Ferguson, gives it out to Sutherland. Sutherland brings him out, tries to drive into the paint, gets tied up. And that's our first jump ball of the game. Carly Prusoski forces the jump. Now the arrow points the way of Elm Creek, so the Buffaloes will maintain possession. Brown, Sage Martin, Deo, along with Sutherland, and Shelby Ferguson, the five on the floor. Ferguson, top of the circle, swings it over right side of the arc and try to force it inside. Sutherland to get it to Martin. The ball knocked away. It's still loose. It's going to roll out of bounds off of Elm Creek. Shelby Ferguson got dirty trying to keep it in play, but it will be turnover number 17 against the Buffaloes. They had five in each of the first three quarters and now two here in the fourth. That's actually more than what Axtell has had with 13. Wildcat basketball. Lundeen playing catch out here with Wells to Nickel. They went for the steal, didn't get it. Nickel drives to Lundeen in the corner for three. It's good. Nothing but net for Laura Lundeen, who has all eight of her team's points here in the fourth quarter. 14 in the game, 12 of them here in the second half. 43-34, 4:05 to go. Elm Creek up the floor, breaks the press, back out to Sutherland. From Ferguson, Sutherland tries to drive right baseline, cut off by Wells. Kicks it out to Deo. Overload on the right side. Everybody's there. Now they'll spread the floor. Reverse it left wing. Trying to drive in is Sage Martin. The ball knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Buffaloes and another Elm Creek turnover. So Coach Mike Ford is going to bring Jonak back into the game and Robbins back into the game. And Deo will get a breather here. Axtell basketball, Lundeen, along with the original starters outside of Sophie Melema. Ashley Snell is in there for her right now. Lundeen covered tightly over here by Sutherland, really bodying up on her. Better be careful. She'll get the foul. Now forces Lundeen to pick the basketball up. Throws it out here on the wing to Wells. Wells back up to Nickel. Good matchup here by Elm Creek. Lundeen back over to Prusoski. 3.5 to go. Up top, Nickel. Three-pointer, top of the key. Off the iron, Lundeen. Offensive putback and scored. Timeout. Axtell, an offensive putback for Laura Lundeen. And the Wildcats hanging around. Elm Creek just can't put them away. 3:17 to go in the basketball game. And your score, Elm Creek 43, Axtell 36. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, Axtell, on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Elm Creek, trouble getting it in, but they do to Sutherland. Pass comes backside to Ferguson, and Shelby will get it across the timeline. Kick it back out and try and get their offense set up. 43-36, Buffalo's trying to hang on here in the second half. Good back cut underneath. Jonak there for the layup. Off the assist from Robbins, and Jonak now with 8 points. Well-designed play out of the timeout. At the other end, here's Wells. Back out to Prusoski. Prusoski trying to find Lundeen. They're on her. Laura, couple of dribbles off the screen. Tries to get it baseline, but the pass gets away. It's loose, and it's going to be stolen away. Coming up with a loose basketball is Ferguson, and up the floor comes Sutherland for Elm Creek. Across the timeline, stops right in front of her own bench. Needs some help, and finally just throws it up for grabs. And a foul going to be called, but who's it on? Did they say Lundeen stole the ball? Apparently they did. Lundeen grabbed the ball, and apparently Elm Creek grabbed the arm. And it's going to be on Shelby Brown, her second. And that'll be team foul number 5. Team fouls are even. Substitutions coming into the basketball game here. Don't forget, at the end of the contest, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats and then get you ready for tonight's boys game here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wildcats, Lundeen just drives in. They're going to call her for a walk. Yeah, Laura, good job of attacking the basket, but that time Elm Creek stood their ground, and Axtell will give it up. 45-36, 2:20 to go as Elm Creek tries to throw it in. Tomorrow, more high school basketball for you. Gibbon hosting Donovan Trumbull. Gets underway at about 6. Inbounds pass, Elm Creek trap. Now they throw over the top of it to Robbins. They've got a 3-on-2. Lobs it down to Jonak, but over her head and out of bounds. And we'll see how Elm Creek coach Mike Ford wants to coach his team right there. They have the 3-on-2. There's 2 minutes and change to go, so they still attacked when they don't have to, but it was still the right idea. Dump it in there, see if you can get that layup, and put this thing away. 45-36, and Axtell's went a little time here without scoring, and they don't have a lot of time left. In the corner for 3 is Season Melama. It's off the mark, no good. Prusoski had the ball kicked back out to her, and another chance here for the Wildcats. Back over to Melama. Season, couple of dribbles off the screen, tries another 3. It's no good. Backside rebound grabbed by Shelby Brown. She's got a dozen, and it looks like Elm Creek's going to be able to hold on here. Lundeen commits the foul. Just her second. Again, nobody on either team has more than 2 fouls, so they can do whatever they need to do here over the final minute 47. Each team with just 1 timeout remaining. And Elm Creek will quickly get it in to Ferguson. Ferguson swings it into the hands of Jonak. Back to Ferguson, to Brown, and Brown lost the basketball. Picked up there by Lundeen, trying to go coast to coast. She draws the foul, but can't get the shot to go. 2 free throws here for Laura Lundeen, who has all 10 of her team's points here in the fourth quarter. Again, she averages over 17, but she had just 2 free throws in the first half. Now she's got 16 and 2 free throws to get past that average again. The foul was called on Shelby Ferguson, her second. And the first free throw will not go. Into the ball game, Kit Wells. Melama checks out for Axtell. Out of the game, Jonak, as Robbins checks in for Elm Creek. Battle of 6 and 5 teams where Elm Creek was up 20 early on and then saw that lead cut to 7, but that's as close as the Cats got. Second free throw is up and in for Lundeen. 5 of 6 at the line. 45-37, pressure the backcourt. Wells knocks it away. Lundeen hustles for it, out of bounds. And there was a whole mess of fans and the boys' team getting ready to check in. There wasn't a lot of room over there to try and run off the court. Sutherland to throw it in, gets it to Brown. Brown wants to get it right back to Sutherland, trying to force that 10-second count. Sutherland gets it into the front court to Ferguson. 1:19 to go. The ball knocked away again. Lundeen with the steal. Laura out ahead, left-handed layup, good, and it is a 6-point basketball game. Lundeen trying to bring this team back. Stolen away again. Prasoski fouled on the drive. And coaches Ford and McCarter, they want to run that score clock. They want this thing over. Can they hang on? That is the 8th Elm Creek turnover of the fourth quarter. The third foul on Casey Sutherland. And 2 free throws for Carly Prasoski. She's 0-4 at the line tonight. Can make up for it here and got the first one. Nothing but net. 5 points for Prasoski. 45-40, 1:06 to go. Second free throw by Prasoski. On the way and no good. Rebound. Wells might have been over the back there. It goes out of bounds off of Axtell. Axtell fans didn't like it, but that's one of those they could have called the foul. Inbounds pass, pressure for Elm Creek. They quickly get this one up the floor. Layup chance at the other end for Deo. Deo is going to be fouled. Good hustle by Reagan Miller. She made sure that she knocked that ball away. They call the foul. We're in a 1-1. Miller's first foul. And at the line will be the freshman, Mackenzie Deo, who leads the way with 15 points. Front end of the 1-1 is good. No problem for Deo. 46-40, Elm Creek, exactly 1 minute to go. Second free throw on the way, and it skips out, no good. Rebound, Prasoski, and here comes Axtell. Still a 2-possession game, but the threes haven't been falling. Let's see if they can get a 2. Lundeen off the screen, 4-3, it's up, it's no good. And fighting for the ball, Robbins has it, and a foul will be called. From three-point land tonight, Axtell is just 2 of 18. And those 2 both made by Laura Lundeen. Let's make that 3 of 19. Laura Lundeen has a couple of them, and Gabby Nickel has 1. The foul here is on Carly Prasoski, and Hannah Robbins is at the line to shoot a 1-1. 46 seconds to go. 46-40 Elm Creek, and the front end of the 1-1 is on the way, and it is no good. Another rebound here for Prasoski, who quickly gets it into the hands of Lundeen. Lundeen up the floor. They double-team her. Back to Prasoski. Lundeen has it off the screen. Kicks it over here on the wing to Miller. Good defense, Elm Creek. So driving is Nickel. Back up top to Lundeen. Can't get the 3 away. Comes into the paint. Has it knocked out of her hands. And they're going to say it's off of her knee and out of bounds. So Axtell, a couple of chances here to cut the lead to 3. And could not connect. 26 seconds remaining. Axtell will now need a turnover. Elm Creek just needs to get it in and make a free throw. And they do get it into Sutherland. She holds the ball. They try to trap her. Sutherland up the right side. Runs into Lundeen. And Lundeen with the foul. She kind of turned her body to poke at the ball. And Laura with her 3rd personal foul. And we're still in the 1-1. That's the 9th team foul. And at the line this time will be Casey Sutherland, who is 2 of 3, has 11 points. Misco Sports postgame show is coming up here on Classic Hits. And then the boys game just a little bit after 8. Elm Creek looks like they're going to hang on here. Sutherland trying to put it away with the front end of the 1-1. It's on the way, and it is good. A dozen points for Sutherland, and that should do it. It's a 3-possession game now, 47-40. Axtell has 1 timeout remaining. As long as Elm Creek doesn't commit a backcourt foul here. Second free throw, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and it's going to come down into the hands of Reagan Miller. Up ahead to Nickel. Nickel drives, puts it up and in, a foul. She threw it up over the double team, used the window, and Nickel keeps it alive. 11 points. She's 2 of 2 at the line. And it is 47-42. 15 seconds remaining. The third foul on Shelby Ferguson. And let's see if Nickel can make it a four-point game. And she can. Nickel hits the free throw. Full court pressure on. They get it into Sutherland too easily. Back to Brown. Brown up ahead to Robbins. They overthrow her, but she runs the ball down. They need a foul, and now we're down to 7 seconds. And play and keep away. Deo takes the shot. She scores, and that will be the basketball game. Axtell just couldn't throw it in the ocean in the first half. Made a valiant comeback in the second half, but Elm Creek was able to build enough of a lead that they were able to hold on for a 49-43 win in this battle of 6-5 teams. So Axtell drops to 6-6. Elm Creek goes to 7-5. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com after this timeout.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back to Axtell. I get a big thank you to Athletic Director Brad Nelson and the folks here as we head to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades. Misco Sports will be better equipped for the games you play. Here's a look at the final numbers for the Axtell Lady Cats, who scored just 9 points in the first half but put up 34 in the second half. Kit Wells, 6 points in the game here this evening. She had one block shot. Laura Lundeen had a game-high 19. 13 of those were in the fourth quarter. She had 5 rebounds. Gabby Nickel, 12 points, 3 rebounds. Regan Miller, 2 rebounds. Carly Prasoski, 5 points, but a game-high 15 rebounds for the senior. Ashley Snell had 2 rebounds. Sophie Melema, 1 point and 2 blocked shots. 14 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Cats, 5 of 10 in the first half, 7 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 12 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Axtell, 9 points in the first half, 34 in the second half. They finish with 43 points, 27 rebounds, 12 out of 19 at the free throw line, 3 of 19 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, 16 turnovers. Axtell now 6-6 on the season, and they will be at Lawrence Nelson on Saturday. And then next Tuesday, they have a game at Arapahoe. They'll return home on the 24th, next Friday, to take on Wilcox Hildreth. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Elm Creek after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street.
Back on the Wisco Sports postgame show, the final numbers for Elm Creek. They also had just five players score, something you never see. No bench points for either team tonight, and they definitely rotated a lot of kids in, but only the starters scored for both teams tonight. For Elm Creek, Hannah Robbins, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Shelby Brown, 9 points and 12 rebounds. Sydney Martin had a rebound. Sage Martin had 2 rebounds. The freshman, Mackenzie Tao, led the way with 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Casey Sutherland, 12 points, 6 rebounds, and Corin Jonak, 8 points, 2 rebounds. 23 rebounds in the first half, but then they were out-rebounded in the second half where they grabbed 11. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 11 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, and 13 in the second half. That almost did them in. Elm Creek, though, was way more consistent tonight. 26 points in the first half, 23 in the second half. And the Buffaloes finished with 49 points, 34 rebounds, 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, 4 of 14 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 23 turnovers. Elm Creek holds on to improve to 7-5. Their 20-point lead was cut down to 4, but they win it 49-43. Up next for Elm Creek, they will return home for their next 4 games, beginning Saturday with Kennesaw, then Pleasanton, Ravenna, and Overton will be coming to the Buffalo Gymnasium. And you've been listening to the Wisco Sports postgame show, Wisco Sports, with a great selection for every sport you compete in. Get your game on at Wisco Sports. Again, our final score, Elm Creek 49, Axtell 43. We'll take about a 12-minute break and then get you geared up for the boys' game. Also tonight, Kearney Catholic girls all over St. Paul, 61-13 final. The Kearney Catholic boys lead St. Paul 16-4 at the end of the first quarter on ESPN 1460. The Minden girls tonight, a 6-point overtime victory over Hastings St. Cecilia. The boys' game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll take a break. Keep it here for more high school basketball. Elm Creek going to take on the Axtell boys in 15 minutes here on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County